Who's a menace? Oh, yeah.
She has a
pop. Hello, everybody.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó?
So, Tristan, how was your week last week?
My week? I didn't do fucking shit last week. I
did. You didn't work? You just sat around the house?
I did.
You didn't get huge?
My boss is out of town in Africa for the month, and so it's like...
Goes to Africa for a month.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been going into work because it's like, yeah, he owes me money, but I'm not going to get that. It's going to be a fat check, but it's not going to be till he comes back.
Yeah.
And so what's the point of going into fucking work if I ain't getting fucking paid? Yeah. It sounds stupid, but...
No, I mean...
Some people are going to be looking at this. He has a low work ethic. No, I'm smart, bro. I'm like, gas is expensive. I can work from my house. The only time I've left my house was just to go do showings because that's money. But
I'm not going to mentally exhaust or physically exhaust myself if I'm not getting paid for it. If
that's literally one job. It's not mentally or physically exhaust. It's financially exhaust.
No.
It's just like...
But still, it's work.
If I'm not getting gas money...
I'm sorry, my dog barked. Quit! Anyway... this was a hectic intro. I'm gonna eat a snickerdoodle cookie while we're doing this, by the way. So I was saying, like, earlier, Nutrisystem, bro, for me, it's great.
So yeah, it's like a meal plan thing, isn't it?
It used to be, like, the commercials would be, like, older people, you know, older adults, because it's hard for older people to lose weight. It's just, you know, as your body develops. But
you're 21, bro.
No, but they changed, like, I'm eating a snickerdoodle cookie, bro. And, it, like, I put in how often I go and work out, what my weight is, how much I'd like to lose, and then it'll do all the calculations for...
Oh, so it's specifically made for you. Oh, okay. I thought it was like a Weight Watchers or some shit.
It kind of is, because it'll calculate... They have an app, and it'll calculate a caloric deficit for you to eat at and to hit. And so then you can scan all their prepackaged food with all the calorie counts and stuff, and it's great. Like, the dinner I had, dude, it's not like it's crap food. Like, it was literally rice, pepper, onions, chicken, shrimp. It was a Cajun bowl. It was fantastic.
Cajun's fire.
Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, it works because I'm so busy and I travel so much. Like, I can just take, like, because they have meal replacement stuff. I can just take, like, my non-perishable or, like, dry goods, you know, like bars or stuff like that with me. The reason I'm talking about this is because... One of the things, I don't know if you saw this, like, okay, for those of you that don't know, Tristan and I are on TikTok. Tristan's bigger than I am. But a lot of the stuff we talk about comes from TikTok because that's the social media we observe a lot of it from. Because if we're being honest, a lot of the, like, Instagram...
Oh, I thought you were talking about bigger physically. Like, I'm not, bro.
No, I know that. No, you're beta compared to me, but...
I thought you were just like, yeah, he's bigger than I am. No, the fuck I'm not.
My body fat percentage is going down, bro.
What with this, now?
It's crazy. But, no, so we talk about TikTok a lot because that's what platform we're on. And like I said, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, I feel like, are all repost, copy, and paste of the same posts. And TikTok,
there's missing context.
Well, like, they repost the same meme or the same... Like, I feel like TikTok, not in all cases, but from what I've seen, is a little more diverse where people actually give their take on maybe the same thing, but it might have a differing opinion.
But it's gotten way worse, though, over the last 2 years compared to, like, when we first started.
Yeah.
This shit sucked.
It ain't no YouTube, but it's the closest thing we got. But anyway.
No, you better quit, son. You're fine.
Bo Cephas is making a ruckus. Anyway. Did you see the video? Because we're talking fitness here. Of the girl who, like, called that trainer a pervert.
One in the mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have that video because she privated. She basically just went ghost mode off the entire internet. So.
But, yeah, because the dude looked at her and then didn't she say, like, is there a problem or something like that?
You need something? Do you need something?
Do you need something? Do you need something?
And he goes, do I need something? No, are you okay? So I thought so. He goes, what you mean I thought so? Like, this is the thing I hate. Like, don't get me wrong. The fitness craze right now is great because everybody should get into fitness because it's just, well, it's healthier for you. But, dude, the toxicity coming out of this is crazy. Are you going to die?
One of the things, bro, when it comes to, like, the fitness ordeal with, like, what's going on. Like, in that video, like, This is going to sound, and I know some people, whoever sees this, some people might think it sounds perverted, bro. It's just a lot of guys look at good-looking women in the gym, especially if they're fucking, like, jacked.
Do you know More Plates, More Dates? You ever heard of him on YouTube?
Yeah.
He said, like, dude, you're biologically hardwired to at least give a glance if she's attractive.
That's the thing. And the, like, lady in the video, she was attractive. Don't get me wrong, she was attractive. And the guys looked 2 minutes to take her shirt off. Yeah, when she was taking off her pump cover. And in my mind, like, if I put this clip on my TikTok, some people are going to come here, you're a pervert. No, I'm a guy, bro. It's just, but, like,
it's not even that, bro. Like, so for those of you that don't know, like, I'm not going to be able to get this video, bro. Like I said, it's been, like, wiped from the face of existence. It's someone out there has it.
Joey does. Joey Swole.
Anyway, she's standing in front of a mirror, right? And she's starting to take off her shirt in which she has a sports bra and she has tight spandex short shorts on, right?
It's like a pump cover.
Stop saying that's cringy. No.
That is a pump cover.
Anyway, she's taking off.
Like a condom.
It takes her like 3 minutes though. Like, swear to God, it's just like she must not know how to take her shirt off. Swear to God, because it took her so long. And she zooms in on these guys that are across the gym. One's a trainer, and then the other guy, I'm assuming, is a client, because he's, like, sitting on, like, the chest press machine, you know, the free weight where you can put the plates on.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, high chest things.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy sitting in the client was, like, I guess, like, looked over.
Yeah, and the client's the one that pointed it out to
the trainer. The trainer turns around, and, like, mid-sentence, but, like, she zooms, and it wasn't even that long. The client didn't even look at it for that long, because she slow-mo'd the clip, so it looked longer, and, like, in hindsight, it was, like, 2 seconds.
They weren't staring at her obnoxiously. It's just, like, yeah, they took a glance, and then they looked back, and then she decided to cause a problem.
And then, yeah, and then on top of that, she she goes, do you have a problem? Or, no, she goes, you need something? And then she goes, you need something? And, like, each time she says, she gets louder and louder. And the trainer goes, like, do I need something? Like, no, are you okay? You know what I mean? Like, literally goes, you all right? And then he goes, like, no. And she goes, I thought so. And he goes, what do you mean you thought so? Like, she's so condescending this whole time. And then he goes, like, she goes, like, keep it pushing. First of all, if you ever unironically use the phrase, keep it pushing.
Keep it pushing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the thing, too. It's just, like, because the guy was just, like, and he works there, and he's just, like, well, if you have a problem, then you can leave, which he's rightfully in his work persona. Like, he's allowed to fucking do that, and she was causing him more problems. She's like, I don't have to fucking leave. And it's just, like.
Yes, you do.
The trainer didn't do, technically, if you want to look at it, like, in the fact that, oh, he looked at a female in the gym. If that's so fucking wrong, quote unquote. So,
but
he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't, like.
He was just looking at what his client was looking at.
Yeah, the client pointed it out to him. The client was an old ass fucking dude, and he decided to turn a look, and she decided to cause a problem. It's like, I've looked. Every dude that goes to the gym has looked at a woman that was fine as hell or lifting a shit ton in the gym. And I've locked eyes with a girl that I was looking at because she looked good, and she just waved at me. I said, hey, look good. I fucking gave her a thumbs up. It's just like, that's, it's not nothing or anything that most people would look at and think twice about. You're in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, now if someone's staring at you and following you from machine to machine, that's completely different. But you're going in the gym to make yourself look better, people are naturally going to look at you as you start to look better.
I don't want to make this. Well, okay. The trainer overreacted by saying, I can have you trespass for the police, whatever.
Yeah, the police part.
However, he said, if you're going to be rude, you can just leave. You know what I mean?
That was within his limits.
She goes, do you own the gym? He goes, no, but I work here. And I know for a fact in her head, even though she tried to, like, stay, you know, like, aggressive with it, her head, she was probably just like, oh, no.
Motherfucker, he had the shirt on, too. It's just like, yeah, him telling her that she can leave if she's got a problem, that's completely fine. Him, like, saying, I'll call the fucking police and have you trespass,
no.
That's weird. But him saying that, though, is, like, no problem.
But the funniest thing for me is, like, she posted a part 2 or whatever. She goes, I finished my workout and I left. She goes, yeah, I was trespassed or whatever, and I revoked my membership. And she was like, I finished my workout and left. Her finishing her workout was just her finishing posing in the mirror and then left. And I was just like, okay. And I don't want to make assumptions here, but the way she set up the camera directly, like, towards these guys, because if you look at the video, there's, like, no one else in the gym except for her and those two guys. At least that's what it looks like. You know what I mean? And the way she angled this, and, like, she's taking off her shirt slowly, and it's, like, you can see her eyes kind of, like, look in the back. I'm like, dude, you're looking for an issue. Like,
when you're looking to be a victim. When I take a video at the gym, especially when it's at the point where I'm, like, in front of the dumbbells, because every gym's the same. You got the dumbbell rack, you got the mirror.
Right.
I put that shit, I put my camera, I'm not a woman either, so it might be a little bit different. I don't fucking know, but me, personally, I put the camera right in front of me, or offset a little bit. I don't put it fucking 5 feet to the right.
And then shoot into the mirror that then gets you and off your shoulder.
Yeah, and the only people in the gym behind you. Like, if she would have put it to the left, no one, or people would have probably been behind her, but the way that the gym was set up, as I could see, it looked like it had one of those, like, they were in the dumbbell corner, and the rest of the machines were on the other side, and it was probably a longer fucking entrance. Or she could have put it right in front of her, and probably wouldn't have fucking seen the guys at all, because they were actually, they were pretty far behind her and to the right.
Dude, they were a brick away.
Yeah.
They were literally on the, against the back wall. But the thing that kills me, too, is, like, and this goes for all the gym culture, because you and I think you follow Joey Swole. I know I follow
him. I love Joey.
He reacts all the, he's basically the king of reaction of the fitness, you know, fitness industry right now.
He calls so many people out, too. And he does it correctly, though.
But the thing is, it's like, you're in a public gym, and you're filming, right? I don't know about you. I get stared at the gym, you know, and that's it's because I tend to lift weight a little more than, you know, your average person. And I'm 6'4", 300, you know what I mean? Like, a big guy. So I get stared at. And it's like, that. Welcome to a public gym, you know what I mean? Also, when you're recording, people are going to look at you because they want to see why you're recording.
It's like when I bench, I'm fucking 5'10", I weigh 175, and most people don't expect me, because I got a bird chest, most people don't expect me to bench 285. And people look at me when I'm benching that too. And it's not a problem, it's just like, you're in, like you said, you're in a fucking, the word's in there, public, bro. It's a public gym. You're not at some private fucking gym. Technically, by terms, you are if you have to pay a fucking monthly fee. But it's open to everyone.
It's open to everyone.
So it is public. It's just, it's so dumb. The, I love how so many people have gotten into, like, gym culture and lifting, and there's so many new influencers that are coming out. But like you said earlier, the toxicity that is coming out of so many people that think they're entitled to not be looked at in a public gym or fucking whatever it is so dumb.
Bro, like, you go to a public gym. You go at peak time, too, right? You go at 5, like, everyone's off of work. You go at peak time. You set up your, you're taking up a rack for, like, let's say squats. And then you set up your camera in the next rack over. And then you get mad at people for walking through the freaking camera shot. It's like, you are in a public gym, bro.
And then, Joey did a video, and some dude was trying to do a pose in a mirror in the locker room in front of the fucking sinks. And some guy walked up to wash his hands, and the dude got pissed. I'm like, dude, let alone, yeah, you're in a public gym. Next up, you're in a public gym's locker room. Next up, you put your phone in front of the sink. People are going to, they're not going to wait for you to fucking do a 2 minute pose in front of
the mirror. I just pissed in the urinal. I'm not going to wait for you to do this crap right here, no matter how good you look, before I wash the urine off my hands. You know what I mean?
It's so, I fucking, gym culture is so cool, but holy fuck. It's so annoying.
The worst part is, because going back into this video, dude, is the females. Like, again, I'm all for, like, because I remember the time where it's like, ew, girls don't want to go to the gym because, you know, they pick up, they think they can pick up one weight and they're going to look like Eddie Hall, you know, or half Thor Bjornsson, which is not the case. So seeing them working out and trying to build their physique up, that's cool too. You know what I mean? That's awesome. However, when a guy goes, this is how I go to the gym. I will usually wear shorts or a really, really baggy t-shirt or a hoodie. You know what I mean? That's just me. It's not that I'm self-conscious.
Anything that's form-fitting at all.
Even if I cut down to like 3% body fat, I wouldn't. That's just me. When you go to the gym, it's the same way as when you go outside. Yeah, you can say you're dressing for yourself, but you're dressing so you can get the eye of others, right? Because guys do the same thing. All the, you know, the gym bros walking in with their freaking Gymshark, like, G-string tank tops and whatnot. You know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with wearing that, but like, you want people to go, wow, look at your muscles. Or you want to look at your muscles, which is cool, but then you got to accept the fact that people are going to look at you because you're wearing something really revealing. So it's crazy to me, right, when girls these days wear essentially underwear or like a bikini to the gym, and it's like, why are they looking at me? I don't know. Maybe because you're in a freaking bikini doing RDLs like this, you know what I mean? Or doing the squats where you stick it out like... And it's like, I'm not doing anything. I just want to be confident. Okay, so why are you filming from down here? You know what I mean? Of your squats.
It's not over the fact, too, that like they shouldn't be wearing it. It's over the fact that if they're going to wear it, they can't expect people not to look.
Right. Like, okay, I went
because
to the gym.
That's just, it's dragging attention. Because that's, you aren't going to wear that to the gym and think people aren't going to look at you. I don't care. I don't care. Whatever, fucking, maybe the three women that see this, one of them gets fucking pissed off that... Oh, well, they said someone wore something fucking revealing to the gym. I don't fucking care, bro. You're doing it for attention.
Yeah,
and like, if you're mad at the attention, then you shouldn't be fucking wearing it.
I get, like I said, I get looked at. When I walk through the door, I get looked at. I'll be wearing, like I said, baggy stuff. And it's not because I'm jacked. It's not because I'm, you know, I mean, shredded. It's just because I tower over people. I am completely different from everyone else in there. You know what I mean? Or I'm something new to an environment and people are going to look at you. Now,
you're tall as shit and big as fuck.
For example, today, right? I did pulls. I was working back and pulling, so I was doing deadlifts. Wasn't doing anything crazy. I was doing like 405 for sets of 9. You know what I mean? I'm getting
nothing
back into
crazy, bro. I can't even do 405.
I'm getting back into my strength, right? Because banged up my back pretty good. But like, I get looked at. And it's because now I'm not scared to yell. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to do a set and I'm struggling, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to get that freaking bar off the ground and make sure, you know, I don't kill myself in the process. But, like, I'm going to get looked at. Or for the fact that there's other people deadlifting. Like, there was a guy deadlifting and he was doing great. And I'm like, I'm supportive of anybody no matter what weight you're doing. But he's doing, like, 225 and he has the fat grips on the bar. Dude, that hats off to you. I hate fat grips.
But, those are hard.
Yeah, but like he would watch me, like I could feel him boring holes in the side of my face as I was lifting. But like I expect that because not
you're
to sound
lifting a lot.
Yeah, not to sound
5 for 9 is a fucking lot of weight.
Yeah, not to sound boastful or like egotistical, but like that there's a difference. It's the same thing. Like I said earlier, when a girl who has a really nice physique or a guy who has a really nice physique comes in there and everyone's like, "Wow, that's a really good looking guy or girl." You know what I mean? Like that's. Hats off to you, bro. You're pump. But
my fucking ex, bro, I would normally, like, if we were in the gym and I'd look, I'd be like, I'm like, yo, that guy's lifting a lot. I'm like, or he's jacked. And I'd tell one of my buddies, I'm like, yo, his physique is, like, superb. Because
yeah.
It's like, he's got one of those Greek god physiques. She'd be like, it's kind of gay. I'm like, it's not gay at all. I'm like, she's like, you're admiring another guy's body. I'm like, yeah, because he's put in work to get that fucking body. That's admirable. But I'm not looking at him like, yo, I'd fuck him. No, I'm not fucking
him. Hey, it's Pride Month. It's Pride Month.
Shit. Scoot. But no, one of the other reasons I know that the fucking... This is one thing that's been pissing me off, right? And I've seen it a lot on TikTok.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skinnier dudes who have been... Like, they just started going to the gym and they're wearing stringers, right?
Yeah.
And people are stitching
is
their
videos.
Is that
what videos. They're called? Is that
yeah,
what they're
stringers.
Called?
Stringers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have
and
no idea what
are
they're called.
Stitching their videos and being like... dogging on them just because they're skinny, they're small, they're wearing stringers. They're just like, yeah, you shouldn't be wearing those. Stay down till you're up, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm like, dude, you're the type of person to make this person think that they shouldn't belong in the fucking gym.
Yeah. You're the reason why people don't come and work out.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck cares? I'm like, yeah, he might be 115 fucking pounds. If wearing a stringer gives him more motivation to lift heavier, to get the physique that he wants to fill out the stringer, what's the problem?
You're the reason Planet Fitness has a successful business model.
Exactly.
It's literally like, dude, it kills me. And I live for those people, though, to be honest with you. Because there's the one thing I will get boastful and egotistical about. Like, if I see someone like that, I will humble you real quick. I remember this one guy was deadlifting like 315. Like, and he was jacked, and he was the whole Gymshark head to toe, you know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with Gymshark, but we all know the stereotypes of people that wear them.
Yeah, egotistical as fuck.
Yeah. I wouldn't ever wear it currently.
It's like, congrats,
you
got money to buy that shit.
I don't fit in it. I heard their shorts are great. I wouldn't mind getting shorts.
Oh, no, they're good.
I just don't have money to buy.
The only thing I have from them is their shorts. Their shorts are fucking phenomenal.
I wear like almost the same thing. Like I wash it every night and I tear through gym clothes. But anyway, I see this one guy who's like deadlifting 315 and he's like doing all this stuff and I can see he's kind of being arrogant. So there's a bench right next to the deadlift pad. So I get on the bench, warm up. I'm working chest anyway. First set, 225. Second set, 315, 8.
Yeah, because what's your max on bench?
Do I
need to guess? Is it above four,
no.
four plates?
Yeah.
Not is it above four but lower than five?
So the most I've ever benched.
Yeah.
Ever. Was 545.
Yeah, but like, how about like now? What are you thinking you're sitting at?
I don't know. I haven't maxed. 65? Yeah, probably. I don't know. I haven't maxed. I haven't really maxed anything, because that's not what I'm doing. I mean, my body's banged up, and I'm more worried about functionality and weight loss. I'll test again, but right now I'm more worried about cutting weight, and then if I want to build my strength back up, that's something I'll do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not my goal. I mean, testing's cool and all, but like, the more I'm thinking about it, I was like, why? I guess for me to be able to work off percentages for like a workout routine, but more I'm thinking about it, I was like, why would I even ever test again? Like, who cares? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I bench 400 pounds. Cool, bro. What are you going to do with
it's
that?
Just, for me, it's like an ego boost, not for like other people. It's just an ego boost for my fucking self. I'm just like, everyone's just like, oh, what do you bench? I'm like, why the fuck do you care? I'm like, I bench 285. That's my literally one rep max. And most, like, other people would be like, oh, that's fucking, like, other people that are in the gym would be like, yeah, that sucks. I'm just like,
I hate that, bro.
It's not gonna be random people in the gym.
No,
I know. Friends that are bigger than me.
Yeah,
they're just like, yeah, that sucks. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry, I wasn't born as a 22 pound baby dog.
You see, like, I hate that, because it's like, I'm the nice guy in the gym. Now, mid set, don't talk to me.
Well, I've had people come up that recognize me mid set and be like, hey man, are you fucking Red Boy? And their fucking balls are dangling right next to my forehead while I'm benching. I'm like, bro, I'm about to smack the shit out of you.
Like, just imagine.
Fuck out of my face.
Just imagine me, right? Pissed off at the man in the mirror. Like, not blinking. Because I got to do this to get me hyped up sometimes. And as soon as set's over, it's fine, whatever. But, like, everybody's got something. And I'm, like, just staring at myself. Like, sweat just literally. You've seen some of the. Like, just, don't talk to me, right? But you know what I mean? Just please don't, because I'm killing myself over here. But, like, I hate that, because I remember one guy goes, man, I want to be like you. And I was just like, no, first of all, no, you don't. Second of all, you know, I was like, well, what are your numbers? You know what I mean? He goes, oh. I was like, bro, that's great. You're in there, you're getting after it, you're maxing out. And I get, like, and I say I don't understand testing. That's just for me purposely. I understand being able to see the...
I just like the improvements.
The fruit of your labor. You know what I mean? So that's cool. I understand that aspect of it. But at the same time, like...
It's good to get a baseline.
Yeah. That was the thing, too. Like, so before I work out at the gym, I work out now just because I can walk to it because it's 800 feet from my apartment.
Yeah.
The one I worked out before was, like it was a hole-in-the-wall gym, which is what I like, right? And we're talking, like, Atlas stones, axle bars, logs, yokes,
it's
like
a,
that
it's a, like,
that
a
type of
gym.
Yes, like, I was the smallest guy there. You know what I mean? Like, one of, so. The
motherfuckers are huge.
But the thing about it is, like, those type of places, it's crazy. Everybody's nice. It's the same thing. Don't talk to them while they're working, but, like, nobody cares. Like, oh, what do you hit? You'd walk in and be like, I hit 285. Everybody would be like, hell yeah, good
job.
You know what I mean?
Fuck. And it's just like. Because you go on a Planet Fitness, some motherfucker is sitting there, he might look jacked, he's benching 225 for 5, and he's going to think he's a shit, and he's going to be a dick. You go into one of those Atlas places, like you were just talking about, one of the powerlifting gyms, and you could tell them, like, yeah, I just hit fucking one plate, 135 for one, my first time.
Happier for you than you are.
They're going to hype the shit out of you. None of them are going to be dicks at all. Every person that I know that is absolutely jacked, and is able to fucking, like, lift a shit ton. Like, Kevin, Iron Sanctuary. Love that dude, death.
Yeah.
Nicest, one of the nicest dudes I know. Nathan Freehofer. One of the nicest fucking dudes I know. They're both jacked as shit. They both lift a metric fuck ton. And they worked for their physique, too.
But that's the thing. That's why they're nice. And it's the same thing with the strongman stuff. They understand coming from square one and working their way up. Because they realize a lot of them aren't. Some of them are genetically blessed. But even still, they're still humble. It's like you understand working from, you know, square one to I'm placing in local strongman meets or powerlifting meets. You know what I mean? Or I'm starting to see all my abs have come out. My back's looking good, right? Which is something I feel like a lot of people are sorely lacking. And like when I went to when I was at Liberty for a little bit, university, and I go to their rec gym, student gym. First of all, to be completely honest with you, that gym is one of the nicest college gyms. It's massive. It's got so much stuff. Not like super crazy strongman implements, but like it's got. I mean, like you walk in, dude, the entire wall is just squat racks. You know what I mean? Like, but anyway. Those guys in there, like I honestly I hated it. I'd go either late at night or early in the morning when nobody was there because it'd just be the same guys. Like, dude, if you want to look at your physique, that's great. If you're working out because you want to look good, that's a perfectly valid reason to work out. Don't be a dick to everyone else though.
That's why I go at the same time that I go every day, just because I know those guys are there and I work out at a public gym. I work at a TrueFit, and a lot of the guys there that I see every day, they're cool as fuck to me. And like you just said, they worked for their fucking physique. Nathan, if you see this, no disrespect. Nathan was fucking, he was like anorexic growing up. And he worked, and he's fucking jacked now.
He's Kevin, about as big as this pen right here.
He was, yeah. And now Kevin was a little overweight, and then he worked, and now he's doing bodybuilding shows. Like, those guys have no reason to pass judgment on anyone else. It's always the guys who are genetically blessed. They're like, yeah, man, you don't look like me automatically. Well, no. You
want to also lie? The guys that are on gear.
Oh, yeah, gear. You got Trent, D-Ball.
Yeah, like it's like,
they're
okay.
Always just like, yeah, you, I'm fucking jacked. I'm
yeah,
like,
you
okay.
Started at square one, but then you you skip square two from seven.
Yeah, it's just like.
You didn't like, earn what you got, brother. Exactly. I mean, if you want to do it, dude, do it, but don't come out here like you just came from nothing and you literally plateaued like everyone else and you had to climb your way up. Like, no, you did it naturally. No,
it's like I was on fucking, I took SARMs to get from fucking 125 up to 165.
I know, how'd that work out for you? Because you told me this, you regret that?
Not really. No,
you don't.
The fuck no, I'm Asian, my dick's always been small anyways, but no, fucking SARMs do work good when you're really like small for like weight gain. I wouldn't advise anyone to keep taking that shit though, because a lot of these people, the problem I have with a lot of influencers on social media, there are a lot of them are on SARMs and a lot of them promote SARMs. None of them are telling these young kids to go get blood work. They're not telling them to do fucking all this other shit. They're not telling them to PCT. Nope. They're not telling them that they should bulk before they take a cycle.
They're not telling them to cycle.
Yeah, it's just, it's so fucking, I don't know. It's just like I did my research before I took mine. But with all these influencers and young kids, they're influenced by social media, by like a fucking metric fuck ton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
especially
like, okay,
the fitness. Especially, there's nothing more influential than that.
And you're telling them, you're like, yeah, SARMs do this. They're not that bad, blah, blah, blah. They're not that bad if you follow the steps, you know. But they're not telling them the steps to do. In my opinion, natty is completely the way to go. Me, I can fucking gain weight. I know a lot of other people can't fucking gain weight, but
I have some if you want it, and I'm getting rid of it.
What, weight?
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting at 175 right now, steady.
I'm excited, though, to be honest with you, because like the more I'm starting to lose body fat percentage, I'm losing weight, but it's more my body fat percentage going down, the more I'm like, bro, I potentially have a superhero build, like the real broad shoulders, and then, you know what I mean? I'm hoping.
Once you cut, it's just like, so like, if you look at
some dudes, I don't expect to be veiny, I just want to be bulky, and that's all I want.
If you look at some dudes, right, like skinny dudes, they got just like, the way their body is, you can tell, like, if they dieted right and they worked out consistently, their physique would be godlike. Yours is pretty much the same. You just got to cut weight. It's like opposite, you know. It's just you got to cut the weight, and these guys have to gain the weight.
Yeah, I know. I just for
and majority you're 6'4", bro.
Like, my shoulders. So okay, I had to go get size for a dress shirt for work. A couple dress shirts or mm-hmm. getting them done. Had to do them custom. My sleeve length is 39, which apparently is really long.
I think mine's like
32. Yeah, but
mine's not.
That's long. Just my that's arm. That's like 32 to 34. But then they're also like they're like we have to. They had to. I was hoping because I went to Men's Warehouse. First of all, I know I'm large. And I'm not even just say fat. Like it's hard to tell right now, and it's you only get a glimpse of it in person, or if you have a picture of me standing next to someone else, of my chest and shoulders, just how, not even just how like big in terms of weight I am, but big I am in terms of frame. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to Destination XL one time, they didn't have a shirt to fit me. Went into Men's Warehouse today, had to get resized, I had to custom order it. I spent like $300-something.
Wait, hold up. I just realized something. We're at 30 minutes. Should we talk about our topic?
I don't care. We're rolling. We'll get into it. It won't take long. We will, because we're going to talk about social media. But, dude, like...
Wait, what's your waist size at?
No idea. That's probably not going to go down, to be quite frank with you, because, I mean...
Your waist will not go down. I was curious, because my shit is, I'm a 32, 34, and which is fine for physique, because I have a small waist.
Yeah.
But there's no way, like, if my fucking upper body gets way bigger than it should be and my lower body does too, I'm going to look like a fucking hourglass, and I'm not a fucking woman, so I feel like that
Coke bottle
weird,
body.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And there's literally no way to grow your waist unless you, like, get obese.
Okay. All my fat, all my body fat's in my upper body.
Yeah, but I'm genetically, talking about, like, you can't grow your pelvic area.
No,
like,
I know. But, that's what I'm saying. Most of my weight loss is coming from my upper body. One, because I have been so large my whole life. Everywhere I walk is a leg workout and calf raise. Mm. Second of all, when I tore my entire back half of my shoulder, all I did for like 7 months was lower body. So I'm fine. I'm not fine with that. I can always improve, you know what I mean? But like, it's mostly my gut and my side boobs and my love handles that are just going to go away. But
yeah, if you cut down a lot, though, are you going to try and get, what's that? Like, not, I don't think it's called skin reduction.
No, it is a tummy tuck.
Is it?
Skin reduction? Skin removal.
Quote unquote. Yeah. Removal. Okay. Are you going to try and do that?
I don't think I'll need.
How much you cut?
I don't think I'll need to. I'm young.
If you cut the fat, then bring back the muscle, you're not going to need it.
I'm not. Well, one, I'm young. It'll. My stretch marks are going away anyway, so my skin is retracting naturally. I might have to on my stomach, to be honest with you, because of just there's a lot there.
You can always take magnesium baths, I've heard. So that's I used magnesium cream on the stretch marks on my inner thigh, and that reduced them quite a bit.
Well, no, I'm talking about they're going away because it's retracting back.
Got it.
But so I'm young, so there's that.
Hold up. Uno momento. I'm gonna get a beer.
Oh. Anyway, while he's getting a beer.
Hey, you can talk to the crowd.
While he's getting a beer, my skin is retracting because I'm young and I still have the option for that, you know, that to happen, luckily. It's also not like I'm going from 600 pounds to 200. Which, dude, I don't know if y'all seen some of those videos of those people doing that. It's so impressive. And, like, that's a whole nother level of drive and work ethic that just, like, unmatched, to be quite frank with you, because that's a whole life turnaround. So if you're debating about doing that, going from like being obese to dropping your body fat, just do it. I feel so much better in general, and I haven't even cut that much weight, to be honest with you, but I feel great. I wake up, I get to see my stomach is slimming. Once you start to see a little bit of progress and you get hooked on it, you're not going to want to stop. Yeah, I usually go to the gym 4 or 5 days a week, so heavy lifting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But like, there's definitely been now some days I was like, I gotta get in the gym on the weekends. So, but now he's rightfully intoxicated. I was just saying,
rightfully,
like,
I don't drink much anymore.
My skin will retract because I'm young. I might have to on my stomach, but it's also not like I'm going from 600 to 200 pounds. You know what I mean? I'll probably go from like 300 to like 260. You look stupid, Forrest Gump.
This thing does not fit on my head like my fucking tack. helmet does.
Jeez, it's almost like because the headset that you wear under that has a different headband.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, like, so the earmuffs that I wear to the range, they fit directly under that helmet. This is way too thick.
I got walkers that are like that thin headband.
Yeah, yeah, they fit right under there. That way I don't have to put them on my Kevlar's, like, rail.
I would totally buy a set, though, just to mount them right there, to be honest with you.
I want to, and since I just sold my truck, I might, just because it'll make the range a lot more comfortable. Because, although I only did it because I already had them, so I wasn't going to, like, pick them up. I wasn't going to spend the extra money because they already fit. But plus, since I have the money now, I'm going to.
It's not late. It is kind of laziness. It's like, I don't have to take the helmet off, then put the headset on. I don't have to put the headset on, then put the helmet on. It's literally, I can just, you know, also, knock my headset off, but... You know,
it makes my kit look like more professional too. That's the main reason why I want it. But
you freaking boogaloo boy!
When the feds break in, bro.
Speaking of guns and weaponry, did you see that? So I posted like one of my first, I guess you could say, semi-viral videos. I think we're sitting at like 3 million views.
Oh, is it still up? I thought it got taken down.
No, it's up around 3 million views, and it was a joke. I didn't say a word in it, right? I just did a facial reaction. Anyway, you know how many people
got... Yeah, you went...
I was like...
I just got a point.
It was... You can go watch it. Z.Lake on TikTok. Shameless self-plug. But you get... So you could definitely see that it's a joke, right? A lot of people didn't think it was a joke. And a lot of people on both the left and the right are just having an absolute... time in the comment section going back and forth, and a lot of right-wing people are coming at me for it. And so one of these guys says something about a musket, right? It was like, or he
goes, saw that video. You
are you mad? So I'm literally talking.
Put it in the group chat, right?
I don't remember. Anyway, I'm talking and I'm angling my camera up. I'm like, yeah, you know, I firmly believe it's an old document. The founding fathers are stupid. They didn't think technology was advanced. Yeah, and I'm angling my phone up, and behind me is my. You know, rifle with a 60-round drum mag, a SIG sight, foregrip, muzzle brake, the whole nine. And people still didn't get that joke.
Wait, can you send that video that dude stitched you to me real quick? I'm about to make a video.
What?
The one that you sent in the group chat, send it to me again. Because I don't think you sent it...
Oh, that's not the one I sent. That he stitched the one I was talking about. Okay, so anyway, this guy stitched it, and he goes... And I think he's a good guy, because he commented on the video, and he goes, good. What was I going to say now? Because I lost my train of thought, and I got me making, like, multitasking. I'm a simple guy. Anyway, he goes, like, oh, good, you know, great. Because he's like, he goes, I think this is a joke. I think this is account satire. If not, delete your account. No, and I was just like, one that you whoa.
Sent, that's the one you sent to the group chat. And I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, I really wish he sent a link. Because I wanted to do one of those things. I want to stitch his stitch and be like, yeah, we don't care. And then fucking do like some random filter and be like, smash.
He's a good dude. But I guess. Hold on. He seems like a good guy. I had to download the video because he didn't have Stitch. Oh, because he stitched my video. You can't stitch a Stitch.
Yeah, but I can download it. But the reason why I wanted to stitch his shit because I know he follows me. He's followed me for a while.
Oh, no.
So he'd be like, yeah, you're a dumbass. All right.
Don't be mean to him. He seems like a nice guy.
My whole fucking account over the last 2 years has been built off me being mean. I'm actually a nice person, but...
That's such a lie. You're a horrible person.
Okay, well...
Yes. Yes.
I'm a horrible person to people that deserve it. It's different.
I don't think everybody deserves it that you give it out to. I don't think so.
The way I know I'm a bad person is just because, do you know how many fucking accounts I've been held accountable for getting them deleted? I have a count. 124.
Good.
For people grief. That have either been deleted the account themselves or who have been deleted just because people reported them.
Yeah, you do have a lot, bro.
And I somewhat want to feel bad, but then I also remember I'm Red Boy and I really shouldn't feel fucking bad. Because most of them were justified. The only person I wasn't able to get deleted myself without help was Vegan Teacher. That bitch.
I don't miss her. She's anyway,
on YouTube still.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about guns. So, Tristan mentioned earlier talking about when you stand to the topics of this video, because he's an absolute idiot, and he doesn't like doing this, and he just wants to get it over with.
Motherfucker, you're the one that said you had shit to do tomorrow. I have shit to do tomorrow, too, but it's not until fucking 11.
I don't care. I'm doing this. I enjoy this. I'd much rather spend my free time doing this. Anyway, so I found this gem of a video. I sent it to Tristan, I think. Absolute. I sent that to you, by the way.
I see it now.
Anyway.
Yeah, that one. There we go.
It has Canadian politics, which we have zero say in the matter because it's not our country.
But you should be concentrated on it because America also has a habit of changing their...
That wasn't the correct grammatic way of saying that.
What, concentrated on it?
You should just like take note of it. Notice it. I don't know.
All right, fuck you.
Did you go to school? Did you go to school? I didn't. I dropped out. You did.
I was barely there.
Bro. You went to the army.
Yeah, but in high school, I was barely there.
What'd right, you get on the ASVAB?
-3, bro. All right, so you should take note of it of what other countries do, especially Canada, because it's so close to America. Because American politics have a habit of looking at what other countries do and trying to copy it.
Yeah.
And this is a very... I don't want to say the wrong thing. Zach, what should I say?
Concerning
is the right word. Very concerning topic, especially that Justin Trudeau, whatever the fuck
Trudeau.
That communist name is. He decided to do this along with another band, but... America with Biden in office, I wouldn't doubt that they would try to adapt to it.
Well, considering how many politicians kind of like love the way Trudeau runs. Anyway, so here's a clip.
It's debates, and we have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting or for sport shooting in Canada, and there's lots of gun owners, and they're mostly respecting and law abiding. But you can't use a gun for self-protection in Canada. That's not a right that you have in the Constitution or anywhere else. If you try and buy a gun and say it's for self-protection, no, you don't get that. You get it for hunting. You can get it for sport shooting. You take it to the range. No problem, as long as you go through our rigorous background checks. But there's a difference around the culture. And one of the things that we're seeing with the debate in the States is you get more and more of the American-style, you know, right to carry, self-defense arguments filtering up through the... you know, the usual more right-wing communication.
You cannot legally use a gun for self-defense in Canada. So, if you missed that, all right.
In layman's terms, you're not allowed to... If someone breaks into your house by what he's saying, you cannot shoot him, but pistol whipping is completely fine.
Well, because I explained this to you, this isn't something new either. Like, I saw things back, I looked it up, I was like, dude, there's no way. I was like, there's no way. And I looked up stuff, and he's right. Like, Trudeau would be right on the government stuff. He, you know, he's running the government, essentially. Anyway, you can own a gun, right? And this is why I was explaining it to Tristan. So, like, let's say him and I live in Canada, and we hunt, right? So exactly. We got guns or shotguns, you know what I mean? Somebody breaks into one of our houses and starts violently attacking our family. We can hit them. We can call the police. What we cannot do is go into wherever our guns are, pull them out, and use them in self-defense of either our lives or our family's lives.
If someone's stabbing your wife, what are you supposed to do? Pistol whip him until he stops?
No. It's considered unreasonable force. And it is illegal. You could be like that was the, I don't know 100%, but from some of the stuff I was reading, like, dude, they could be beheading your wife, and you shoot buddy.
I got a gun right here. I got a gun right here. You're not gonna find that shit in America, but America might, and I wouldn't put it past them to try and adopt something similar to whatever bullshit that Justin is trying to do. Because they're already trying to ban. So look at New York, right? They just put a stop on, or you can't buy long rifles until you're 21 now there. And you are not allowed to buy body armor at all. So I have level 4 plates sitting right there. You cannot buy body armor. It's not about your... They don't care about you protecting yourself at this point. It's about control. It's always been about fucking control. But putting a ban on buying body armor? That's ridiculous.
Okay, hold on. Answer me this. You were in the military. Mm-hmm. You got deployed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How well does body armor, like, really work, in all honesty? Especially, so, like, if you're okay, me and you're putting a plate on how big I am. I mean...
Military body armor, honestly, so when it comes down to it, military body armor has been passed down from generation to generation. And when it comes down to it, a lot of people don't think about it. Body armor has a shelf life. It absolutely has a shelf life because it deteriorates. And if you look at if you have the plates that I have in this room right now, RMA level 4 multi-curve, I will put those up against any body armor that the military provides, and that will hold up more than those, because those can be like, what, like 12, 15 years old?
Something like that, yeah.
Body armor can't stop. And when it comes down to it, right, body armor, you might have a level 4 that can stop up to a 30-06 armor piercing round, and everyone's just like, yeah, it'll... That's the other thing about like these Boogaloo boys and everything. It's just like, yeah, I have a level 4, blah, blah, blah. It'll stop 30-06 armor piercing. I'm like, bro,
I got a 30-round mag. It's just cool.
I'm like, bro, I got a 45-70. It ain't going to stop shit. But it's like, it comes down to it. I'm like, yeah, your body armor might stop a 30-06 armor piercing round. You ain't getting up, though. That's one of those fucking things. And even with the military, they have it as, quote-unquote, level 4. It can stop a 30-06 armor-piercing round. But it's really not level 4 because a lot of times they're related to the fact that most of the highest caliber that you're going to see over there in the Middle East is going to be a 7.62. 7.62 by 51, so 308, blah, 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 whatever. It's the body armor that the military uses, I would not trust it with my life at all.
Okay, so that was a tangent to end all tangents, but thank you for summing it up. I think the problem, too, is, like, you're talking about the ban of body armor in New York. Like, dude, you watch way too many movies, or they see, like, the North Hollywood shootout. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh, body armor, bad. I was like, well, first of all, North Hollywood shootout, cops didn't have patrol rifles back then. Really didn't. They literally had to go to a gun store to borrow guns. Second of all, you watch too many movies and you think that, to your point, that bullet's just going to bounce off you. No, it might stop it from penetrating, but your ribs are toast, my boy.
Yeah. Everything in between that front plate and the back plate is fucking toast. It's soup at that point, depending on what the caliber is.
You are down. And you might have enough adrenaline to keep going, but like, bro, like you're in some pain. Like, you're in some serious pain, unless you're on something. But that's crazy to me. Especially, and the whole 21-year-old thing, bro, to be honest with you, is stupid. I think, and if we're being completely honest, America has a problem with ages when it comes down to being legally required to do stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I told someone, they're just like, yeah, if we raise the fucking, the limit to buy long rifles to 21, that should be fine. And I told them, and this is just my opinion, I'm like, okay, so if we're going to raise all this other bullshit to be 21, I feel like we should raise, and I don't personally feel that way, I just want to get a rise out of him and see what like his reaction was. I'm like, I feel like we should raise the limit to join the military to be 21. He's like, no, but that's different. I'm like,
how?
Why? I was 18 years old and in charge of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of military equipment.
You could drive a tank before you turn 21, I think.
Exactly. It's just like, I had people in
our unit. You could pilot a drone with a warhead on it.
I had people in my unit that were driving Strikers.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have a physical license. like a normal license. I was like, bro, like a Striker is fucking like $2 million, an MGS, and you're letting this kid who's never had a license, that's from Stockton, California, drive this on the streets. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, you couldn't even be legally to grab, you can't even be legally old enough to grab a beer, but you can shoot a 120mm smoothbore cannon and vaporize something. But no, you're not allowed to buy guns. And then it's crazy, too, because it's like, these kids that want to have guns on their own, you know what I mean, or privately owned, and that are in the military. I feel like, personally, those are some of the most, like, the most qualified individuals to own them at that age, because that's part of, like, they are highly trained with those. They understand the weapons platform. Obviously, you have some dirtbag privates.
Well, even when I was in the military, right. I kept bringing, because you had to keep your weapons in the arms room, right?
Right.
Every week, I brought in a new weapon, because I always bought one. They're just like, my commander's like, I think that you're buying too many weapons. I don't want you to buy any more. I was like,
there's no such thing.
I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, you can't regulate how many weapons that I buy. It's within regulation. I'm keeping them in the arms room. Until I moved out and I moved to Pueblo. But I was like, you're not going to tell me how many weapons I can own. If I could buy a 50 cal, an M2A1, I definitely fucking would. But I'm not that rich.
The other thing, too, is, so like I said, we have an age problem in America. Is we're kind of getting away from the Canadian point, but anyway,
we'll circle back.
We're good at that. If you're gonna raise the age for owning a long gun to 21, right? Raise the age of driving to 21.
If you're looking at the difference, I'd say at least raise the age of driving to 18.
No, because this is why I'm saying this. Hold on, I gotta look at this. How many teens die in car accidents?
Oh, you're gonna do the dies from like a DUI. Yeah. You don't blame the car, that type of deal.
Well, it's not even that. It's like,
which I believe in that too.
It's like, right. Okay, yeah, you don't want somebody to own a system of destruction, right? Okay, if someone knows how to use a gun, it's very safe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a car. If you know how to drive a car, it's safe. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're going to not let someone buy a gun until they're 21 because you deem it as a dangerous, or, you know, they might be too young, don't let them get behind the seat of a couple ton, you know what I mean, vehicle made out of solid metal. Well, the frame's metal. But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't put it behind a couple thousand pound vehicle to just drive day to day, you know, and expect them to be safe.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to bring it to it, because a lot of the people's like argument is just like, oh, well, people's brains aren't developed until they're like 23. So let's bring the age to buy a long gun up to 21. Well, then now where I'm seeing where you made that point. If that's the case with brain development, someone shouldn't be driving a car. I completely agree.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. So, I'm doing... So, for car accidents, right? Let's see here. In 2019, literally every day that year, about, on average, right, doing the numbers, 7 teenagers died... Like, per day, in a motor vehicle crash. And hundreds more were injured. A day. And, like, I would love to see that comparison.
Well, the statistics are always fun to look at. Especially when it comes to, like, gun violence, right? When it comes down to gun violence, over half of the quote-unquote gun violence deaths... A lot of them, and sadly, it is a very big problem in our country, over half of it is all from suicide. Not even, like, it's half of it from suicide. Most of the rest half of it is from homicide. And the percentage that is school shootings or mass shootings is very small in comparison. And that's the other thing, too, when it comes down to the statistics of what weapon deals the most damage or what has the most... homicides, it's not an AR-15, it's a handgun. Which I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying ban handguns, but...
No, don't do that.
If they want to make it out to be that AR-15s are the big problem in the United States, why is it not the biggest contributor to homicide?
I love how the AR-15's evil, and like the AK series are just kind of, AK family just kind of sitting over there like, yes.
That's the thing. I have four AR-15s, and then I have one Mini 14. The Mini 14 is woodstock and has capacity to hold a 30-round P-Mag, a magazine.
Yeah.
16-inch barrel. I have a red dot on that, same as I got on the M400 right there. And it's literally the same trigger pull. They're both like 2.5-pound trigger pulls because I replaced them.
Right.
It literally, they are the same capacity, same barrel length that is legal for someone without a tax stamp. And the fire rate is the same depending on the person that's shooting it. There is no difference besides the fact that people don't see the Mini 14 as being scary because it doesn't have a synthetic stock.
You love that gun. You love using that gun for
the Mini 14? Yeah.
For comparisons.
I mean, I have an SKS too. Look at the SKS. No, it's the same thing.
I know. I just saying, like, every discussion we have about guns, you're like, the Mini 14. Do you have a Mini 14?
I do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And you can do the hairpin trick to make it automatic. Anyways, so
great. Now ATF's gonna come knocking on my door, even though it's your fault.
No, but I mean, even look at the SKS, pretty much the same damn thing. It's just older gun doesn't have the capacity rounds for you can't hold 30 rounds in it.
Yeah.
They're trying to pass a law now to make it so you can't have high capacity magazines. So you can't have things like Colorado, you can't buy any magazines over like 10 rounds, depending on what gun it is.
You know what? And here's the thing. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. You know what scares me about that? Is because, like, oh, you don't need that. First of all, if we're being completely honest with ourselves, limiting a gun to 10-round magazines only is not going to stop mass shootings.
No, it's not. It's just going to tell shooters to train properly and hit them.
Yeah, it just means if someone's a good shot, they're going to kill 10 people or at least injure 10 people. But the other thing, too, is like, is that really what your solution is to mass shootings? Because if it is, that's piss poor. And a lot of people are like, oh, don't give them any ideas. No, let's be honest with ourselves here, right? If you limit guns to 10-round magazines, why are you really doing that? Is it because you really want to cut down on gun violence, right? Is that really what it is? Or is it because you're scared that if something were going to happen, the fact that there's over 300 million guns, like there's more guns in America than there are people, and there's plenty of people who are very well trained with them, right? Are you scared that they're going to be able to outshoot you, the mighty U.S. military, you know, the mighty U.S. government, right? Is that what we're really getting at here? Because if we're going to be honest with ourselves, 10-round magazines are just as deadly as 30-round. Well,
depending
in the
on
average,
who's using
exactly, right? They can cause just as much destruction. Obviously, by the numbers, you could technically kill 30 people versus killing 10 people, but you could still kill people with either one, double-digit people, right? And that's not an option. You know what I mean? Like, one life, 30 lives are not more important than 10 lives or 20 lives. You know, saving 20, potential 20 more lives is not as – those lives aren't as valuable as 10 lives, doing the math right here. That's essentially what you're saying. That's not the real reason. Like, let's be honest here. The government, if we saw anything from the COVID thing, is that the government wants control, which is usual, right? I mean, that's welcome to world politics. And you're just going to sit there, right? And they bring out this whole 10-round thing, right? Not for mass shootings, bro. Like, you're kidding yourself. It's obviously, how can we not maybe, they know they're not going to be able to get away with completely disarming the population, but how can we weaken them?
Well, even when it comes down to it, it's like the argument's like, oh, well, and that's what a lot of people are trying to say right now. It's just like, oh, so you're going to, if the police come for your guns, you're not going to give them up?
No. No.
If the military comes for your guns? No. And the reason why I say no, right, is solely due to the fact I've been in the military and I have a lot of police friends. They're not going to, if they were given that order, they are not going to go door to door to pick up the goddamn weapons. Because it's going to come down to it literally being just the narc feds that are going to have to go door to door. I give it 3 days, and that list
it's
of feds.
Gunfight every single, like at some point.
It is going to be so thin. And the internet likes to make fun, and the Democrats like to make fun over the facts. Like, oh, it's like they like to play like they're Boogaloo Boys or goons. They're not going to actually get into a shootout. I'm like, bro, I know a lot of people
itching for it.
Yeah, I'm just
I don't
like,
want
a lot of the people I know.
Disclaimer: We don't want. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we don't want it to happen.
Yeah,
but me personally, a lot of the people I know are out of the military, and they are like I'm a constitutionalist. They're constitutional. Like
there are people out there that are just waiting for a legal reason to kill somebody.
Yeah, and a lot of people play unfortunately on social media that they're goons, they're you know Proud Boys, whatever. A lot of them are pussies, right? But me personally, I know a good amount of people that are not, and they are completely down to do that. Like, I make a lot of fucking videos on TikTok where I'm talking about napalm and shit like that and Tannerite in a door. And it's just all funny. Somewhat.
Claymore on a Roomba.
Claymore on a Roomba.
Not going to work.
Let's go.
Not going to work. But anyway, but continue on.
No, but it's just like a lot of people and the Democrats think that a lot of people aren't actually down to do that, like actually go to war with the government. I know a lot of people that are completely down to actually do that.
Yeah.
But it sounds anarchist as shit, but it is.
Yeah.
And it's not anarchist in whole. It's not like they're anarchists every day. It's when it comes down to it, they will be anarchists.
And they just need a reason. They literally just need a reason. They need a reason. But the other thing too is like, again, if you're kidding yourself about this, and this is what I'm saying, like if you're kidding yourself about the fact that, oh, they're just doing it to stop gun violence, no, they're not. If you don't know anything about politics, listen to this. Regardless if it's left or right, they will say one thing, right? And they might want to actually do something to affect X topic. But they're going to sneak in as much as other stuff as they can of how they want to push their agenda into this one deal, right? You know what I mean?
But no one reads into those like HR bills or whatever it is. No one, they hear the topic of it and they're like, yeah, that's it. But they don't read into the fine print of it. And every bill has fine print.
Yeah. Other, but again, continuing on, right? If you don't, if you think this is just about mass shootings, you're slow. I'm sorry, but because if it's just about stopping mass shootings, right? You got to think. Well, every sane person is going to want a way to get rid of children dying. You know what I mean? And people dying to gun violence. Yes. In a perfect world, if I'm being honest with myself, is that ever going to happen? Absolutely not. Second of all, right? There would be some good discussions, right, about how do we stop this. Obviously, there's partisanship where but one side's literally just, no matter how good the idea is not going to listen to the other side, right? But the other thing, too, is why haven't we come on an agreement yet? Why is there so much turmoil about this? And then you look at some of the stuff that the left's been saying. We're going to somehow find a way to, like, overpower the Supreme Court. This isn't a direct quote, you know, but they want to.
It's an insinuation.
They want to, implying that they want to somehow get it to where, because I know some of the stuff won't pass the Supreme Court because it's unconstitutional. So they have always been saying stuff like, how can we, you know, we want to raise the number of justices, you know what I mean? We want to, and it's like, okay, this is concerning. This is 100% concerning. And it's not just the left, right? The right could be doing the same thing. You know, but right now, obviously, it is the left-leaning people, the left-leaning politicians. So you sit there and you're trying to connect all these crazy whatever conspiracy dots, and you're sitting there, you're like, oh crap, you know, they're looking to disarm the population. Why? And I don't know the reason why. Obviously, control, but like, it's something everyone should keep their freaking feelers up for. You know what I mean? Their antennas on the roof, because it's scary, bro. Like, if you really think about it, and, you know, look at Canada, where this is already kind of starting to happen, and people are like, you know, like you said in that clip, Trudeau's like, everyone thinks, you know, people in Canada get the idea or the American idea of gun rights in their head. Yeah, it's a good thing. I think Americans having gun rights is a great thing, and I think it's great to see that around the world. You know, people saying, you know what, actually, I want to have the right to defend myself and my family outside of just, you know, fighting against a tyrannical government if that ever happens. But
yeah, but that's the thing, too. It's just like protection for yourself and your family is completely different. When it comes to gun laws, completely different from
it's just a perk
tyrannical of, mafia. Or,
it's a perk of the Second Amendment. It just so exactly. happens that you can defend yourself because the Second Amendment allows you to bear arms.
Exactly. It's just like the protection aspect of it is completely different from a well-regulated militia. It is completely fucking different than the Second Amendment. Because it's like, yeah, a well-regulated militia, that part of it is for, yeah, facing off against a tyrannical government. Protecting yourself is a basic human right, and I don't feel like it should be regulated on what weapon you're allowed to use to protect yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw a hammer at the dude and be like, yeah, that'll do it. No, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is like, okay, you're not going to ever be, and I said this in a TikTok video, you're not ever going to be able to get rid of all the guns in America, legal or illegal, because unlike a lot of these other countries, we've had firearms embedded, you know, in a part of our society since our inception.
Weapons okay? are a part of our religion.
In a sense.
Or whatever he said.
In yeah, weapons are my religion or whatever. Yeah. But anyway, thank you. They have been a part of us since we were in our infancy, and into our teenage year, you know what I mean, as a country. So you're not going to be able to get rid of all of them. And you're not going to be able to get rid of the black market of them. Like, you're not going to be able to do any of that, you know? And
isn't there more weapons? There's enough weapons in America to arm every, like, legal weapons, not even including illegal weapons, like non-registered.
Is it like three times over or something? I don't know.
Yeah, you can arm every single person in America twice or three times over with one weapon.
Theoretically.
And we have the most weapons out of every other country inside of the earth or inside of the world. We have more weapons than any privately country, owned. Privately owned. And that's including, obviously, well, I mean, China's different, but Russia, China, all of them. You can add a lot of them up together, and you're still not going to get the amount of weapons that we own privately.
Well, I was going to say, by the numbers, and theoretically, the U.S. population outguns China and Russia. By the numbers.
Well, that's the reason why no one will ever dare to try and invade us, is solely due to the fact, like, yeah, you might beat our fucking military. And it's going to be hard to beat our military, but if Russia and China combined, the ocean, too. Yeah, if Russia and China combined, I wouldn't doubt that their numbers, just numbers in advance, they'd be able to beat our military. They're not going to be able to beat the citizens.
Wolverines!
Yeah, facts. But I don't, like, that's why no one has ever tried to invade the USA, because, like you said, weapons have been a part of us as a whole since we fucking started this country.
Again, but that's the other thing, too, that's so crazy to me, is the fact that, like, you're considering doing this, and you think that you're going to be able to get everything off the street. You know what I mean? Because you're not, unless people are legally willing to take them back on a buyback. That might happen. There will be people that'll do that. You know what I mean?
Not enough.
It's not enough. Seriously. And the other thing, too, is like, you think, oh, but what tyrannical thing, you know, or do, what is it, unarmed populations have to deal with? Australia had to go to essentially concentration camps for quarantine. Yep. Like, they just brought in a bunch of Connex containers and said, you're living in here for X amount of days. You get this amount of time to go outside. You get this amount of time to sit outside your house. Meals are from this, this, and this. Like, you know for a fact that would have never happened in America unless people willingly volunteered to do that. But if you were rounding people up to take them,
even when it comes down to it, though, like, if America were to, you know, put in some red flag laws and make owning an AR-15 a felony, right? It's not going to do anything to the bad guys. It's literally just going to make law-abiding citizens right now.
Felons.
It's not going to do fucking... It's not
I'm a felon. Anything. You'd be a felon.
Like, yeah. And it's just like... it's like
okay. I literally haven't broke a single law in my 21 years of existence on this earth.
I have a street racing ticket, but...
You probably lost.
What, the street race?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm the one that got pulled over.
Anyway, but like that's crazy to me. And then you know what you can't do when you're a felon? What can you not? No, what can you not own when you're a felon?
A fucking firearm. And you know who's going to still own them? Well, honestly, if I were to end up being a felon because of a firearm, and then like, if there were past red flag laws and it being a felon because I own AR-15s, I'm still going to find a way to own AR-15s because there's literally no reason for me, because I know for a fact I'm not going to go commit any mass shootings. I'm not going to go out and murder anyone with an AR-15.
No.
I'm still going to find a way to get them, and that's in a criminal mindset.
The funny thing, too, is it's like if they were to literally say you're not allowed to own an AR-15 under a red flag law, it's like, okay, I can own an AR-15, but these AKs over here.
These AKs, these FALs.
Hey, that's a nice SCAR.
Yeah, I can go get an AUG for like $1,800.
Is that a G3?
Exactly. And it's just like a SCAR, SCAR L and SCAR H. You got one that's in 308, you got one that's in 556. At that point, doesn't matter.
I want one so thing. Bad, but they're like $5,000.
They're so expensive. Mm-mm. But a SCAR is L or an H. One of them is also 5.56, 16-inch barrel. Same damn thing.
It's just a thick boy.
AR-15s are bad. Yeah.
It's just a thick boy.
They're badass as shit, though. I want one so bad. I'd buy one of them Spear MCXs that they just dropped. From Sig Sauer, the ones that the military contracted. The only problem is they only come in a specific caliber that SIG manufactures. You can't buy them anywhere else besides SIG.
It's just like the, well, I don't know if FN's the only one that makes 5.7, but it's just like I looked at, they put a new at 5.7. It's like MCRD pistol or something like that. It looks really cool. It's a more modern design, looks more modular than their traditional 5.7. Well, starts different, at $1,400.
Different, like, manufacturers don't make 5.7, but I mean, the only things that I know that run a 5.7 is an FN 5.7, a P90. What's that other? This is an assault rifle that runs. I don't know.
But I'm not going to, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, dude, that's a really cool pistol. But then I thought about, where am I going to get the 5.7 from? I can't just walk into my gun store. It's like,
and it's expensive, your 5.7? Shit, if you find it, too. It's like, that's got 9 3 mil, bucks around, that's a 45. Like, yeah, like a 50 sleeve of 45 hollow points running me about 60 fucking bucks. Yeah, I'm not even shitting you. And that's in Texas.
Jeez. What is 5.7 around?
And it's hollow points, though, so it's not like you're shooting FMJ and they're carry rounds, but that's still expensive as hell. I used to be able to buy them for like $32 for 50 rounds.
Bro, you go out there, you buy a FMJ 223. Just plain old Winchester 223 to run through your AR, you know what I mean? Just to plink around. That, I don't even remember how much that was, but it was nothing. And now you go in there and you're spending, at least in Virginia, almost like $2 a round on that stuff. And you're like, holy cow.
This is that fucking hollow point for a 45 I was talking about. That 50 sleeve cost me about 60, like after tax, like 66 bucks. And I was like, I really didn't want to buy them because I'm like, damn, that's expensive. But I like carrying my 45, my XDP sometimes. And I'm like, I just like trading off.
Yeah.
I ended up buying it just because it's also fun to shoot. And when I go out and train, if I'm carrying, I carry my 9mm and I carry my 45. Both, if I'm going out to train, I train with hollow points because when it comes down to if there's an actual situation where you need to pull it out and eliminate a threat,
I would want to use hollow point.
You want to be trained with the round that you're shooting. That's the main reason why I bought it.
For those of you that don't know, I think police use hollow points. A lot of them do. Well, I don't know. The reason why hollow points are better in a situation like Tristan's talking about is, okay, let's say we're in public. Somebody gets into a shootout. You get into a shootout. There are people around you. A hollow point is designed to, once it hits the target or inserts itself into the target, it will fold up or flower up or petal up, something like that. Basically, it'll stop it. It will not penetrate. It'll go into you and it'll float.
It grabs every piece of skin it can around the endpoint, and that's why a hollow point like this.
It's like a drag car popping the chute.
It's not that big of a diameter, but trust me, a 45 makes about that big of a hole. It grabs everything around there and pulls it through, but and then it stops.
So you would want to use that because let's say you get into some unfortunate gunfight in a public place, or you got to defend yourself with a weapon in a public place. I don't want to shoot through old buddy right here and then hit, you know, a woman and her children
across the street.
Yeah, or a woman and her children, you know, on aisle 4. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the, I guess you say, main reasons of hollow points. And then obviously, yeah, you know, it's going to pull everything, so it'll make a much more gnarly wound. But, I mean,
and that's the thing that you know, like to know, if you are a new carrier, and I know a lot of my friends, they also carry concealed carry, open carry, whatever, but a lot of them carry FMJ. So if you're watching this, to be safe, carry and train with hollow points, because if you, like Zach just said, if you shoot and you go through the guy and nail someone's kid, you're going to court. Literally, you're going to be held liable for that.
100% right, but if you kill that kid, you are done for.
Yeah, you're done. That guy's going to jail if he's still alive, cool, because he started committing a shooting. But you are also going to be going to jail because you just killed someone's kid.
At least, like, involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, exactly. Be smart. Carry a round that you know is going to stop. Even a tumbler round, which I don't know if they still manufacture them, but those things are deadly as hell, too. But be smart. Carry a hollow point because you do not want to end up in jail when you're trying to do good, kill someone that was, you defend know, committing. Yourself, yeah. Yeah, you defend yourself and you're using your God-given right and you were shooting the guy to stop himself from killing other people or killing you. But you don't want to go through that dude and nail someone else and then find yourself in a prison. And if you come, if it comes down to it, I don't know if it is a federal law, but I know it goes state by state. Most states require you to carry hollow points. A lot of them do not allow you to carry FMJ around.
No idea. I mean, the only thing I got FMJ and green tip on is my rifle. But that's because I'm not going to be carrying that around. Yeah. I'm just going to be, you know, if someone breaks into my apartment.
And that if you shoot someone with a 5.56, just know, if you shoot them in the shoulder, that round's probably going to be in their ass. That's what that round's built to do.
Yeah. I was going to say, hollow point's the way to go, bro. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you can just, like you said, first of all, it might be a law in some places. I don't know.
So I know in Texas, you have to carry a hollow point.
Figures, no pun intended, you're going to have to bite the bullet on the price for that. But even if it's not a law, dude, it will save you so many. Like, if you have to use it, it'll save you, bro.
Cause I trust a hollow point to bring someone down more than an FMJ. Because I've seen an FMJ go through someone and they're still
kicking. Oh, yeah, it's through and through, and it does nothing. It's
adrenaline, yeah. If you shoot someone with a hollow point, they're going to notice if a diameter of this big is grabbed from their skin and is pulled through. They're going to notice that.
Yeah, and through and through, I mean,
and most of the time, the bullet's so hot, if it goes through,
it cauterizes a lot.
It's not going to cauterize, you know, obviously, internal organs, but it's going to cauterize it enough that you're not going to realize that there's an entry wound and an exit wound.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If it hits you in your lungs, you're gonna realize if it hits you in your lungs. Yeah. But
I mean, if it were just to, like, I don't know, go through
your thigh?
Or just, like, through your bicep or something, it doesn't hit any crazy, like, veins or anything like that, or arteries, just right through.
Unless you're that pussy that Kyle Rittenhouse shot. He was crying like a bitch. But
Jesus.
He was.
Well, we're getting on up there in time.
Yeah, we're at 116.
Yep. So thank y'all for tuning in. Listen and subscribe if you haven't already. You can find us on Spotify right now.
YouTube.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts. I think we're on there. Something like that. Yeah. We are going to have a guest next week. We're not going to tell you who. So just be expecting that. But yeah, I appreciate y'all for listening to our rambling and our stupidity, but well, if you're listening, you chose to do that. So
fun shit.
Yeah. But, that's all I got. I don't know. You got anything else, Tristan?
I'm good.
Carry hollow points. Be smart. Don't be idiots.
Carry hollow points.
And wear your tin hats.
Your tin hats. Yeah. 5G causes cancer.
Deuces.